And the thing that people drive nowadays.
Car.
Okay, any other names for a car?
Automobile.
Okay. And if something was squeaking, to lubricate it, you'd say you had to...
Grease.
And say yesterday he... What, the car? Yesterday he...
Greased the car.
Okay. And if grease got all over your hands, you'd say your hands were all...
Greased.
Huh?
Well,
okay.
Greased.
Okay. And say if you had a door hinge that was squeaking, you'd say you had to put a few drops of...
Grease on.
Or a few drops
oil.
Of...
Oil.
Okay. What did you used to burn in lamps?
Kerosene.
Did you ever hear of anybody making a lamp themselves?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe using a rag and a bottle and some kerosene?
Flambeau.
What was that?
Flambeau.
It's
like a soda water bottle. Put a full of kerosene, get a rag, piece of old britches, shut anything, twist it in there, turn it up. Light it.
Uh-huh.
Call that flambeau light.
I see.
Call that flambeau.
Uh-huh. Did you burn those much yourself?
Yeah, well, a lot of people burn it long in them days.
Mm-hmm.
See, if you're going to have a party or something like that, you see them little flambeaux sitting all around in here. Some kind of like a candle.
Mm-hmm.
They call that a flambeau.
Weren't those things kind of dangerous?
Yeah, they were dangerous. If you get it too hot, burn it too long, pop them.
The glass wood, you mean?
Mm-hmm.
You can't let it burn
down. You let it burn too long and too low, because they get that glass hot and that whole thing will explode. Or something.
Do you remember that ever happening?
Not much. I've seen it happen with diamonds. It didn't hurt nobody, though.
Yeah.
But this old speck just got out the way and powered that all over. Because see, you know that thing, glass. If it's glass, and you let the fire get too close down here where this cast, this fuel is in this bottle, you know, or burn it too long, this bottle get hot down here, well, that thing will bust.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the way that works.
So people would know to watch out for
mm-hmm. Put that thing out.
Mm-hmm. Inside the tire of the car, you have the inner
tube.
Say if somebody just built a boat and they were going to put it in the water for the first time, you'd say they were going to
try the new boat.
Okay. Would you ever use the word launch? Launch the boat?
Mm.
What different types of boats do people have around here?
Oh, Lord, there's so many different times of the kind I can't tell you. You got a one-man boat, you got a four-man boat, you got a two-man boat.
Uh-huh.
See, the one-man boat and the two-man boat made square, just like this. Mm-hmm. Wide in the front and wide behind.
Mm-hmm.
And the others, sharp in the front and wide behind.
Mm-hmm. What did they used to have when you were growing up?
That sharp end boat.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't see none of these two-man boats, but not too many years ago.
Mm-hmm. If a woman wanted to buy a dress of a certain color, she'd take along a little square of cloth to use as a...
Not as a pattern. So, I don't know what you call it. You want to get a piece of that scrap I got.
Sample.
Okay. And what might she wear over a dress in the kitchen? And to sign your name in ink, you'd use a... This thing's a...
Ink pen.
Ink pen.
And to hold a baby's diaper in place, you'd use a...
Safety pin.
And a dime is worth...
A what?
A dime is worth two nickels or... Or...
10 pennies.
In other words, then it's
10 cents.
Okay. And if it's real, say, if a man was going to